Blog Talk Radio.
Freddie Gray, Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamar Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening, and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. A black perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by, the messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast.
Black Lives Matter. Hey, good evening, everybody. To the podcast audience. This is co-producer. I'm wound up pretty tight. I'm ready to talk to you about this George Floyd situation. Welcome to the podcast, The Attic. As always, I've got my family and tight friends standing by to join in the conversation. Hey, Cass or crew, how's everybody doing tonight?
Good, my brother.
Good. Fantastic.
Yep.
Hey, you're doing all right? Is my baby brother on tonight?
Yeah, man.
Don't sound so... I'm so goddamn enthused, man. I said like Denzel said, yo, who got the 45 to his head right now? That shit like somebody should answer. But anyway, what's up, baby bro? How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
All right, man. Okay, we'll come back to you later because.
There you go.
Access and shit right now.
There you go.
Hey, but listen, let's talk about this George Floyd shit real quick, man. And it's funny because people ask me, am I watching the trial? Well, let me tell you something. I watch enough of it so that I can talk to you tonight because I'm going to tell you something. I am going to manage my expectations on what's going to happen. Because contrary to popular belief, we are still in America. The shit is changing, but it hasn't changed. You know what I'm saying? It's changing, but it hasn't changed. And if for some reason they can find a way to not send this man to jail, I think they're going to find it, man. What's your feelings on that?
Believe it or not, I honestly feel that... This time, I guess I felt like that with Rodney King, too. But I really feel this time they're going to do their very best to get justice. Like, one way or another, they're going to try their best to get justice. That's what I feel.
And you know what I say to that also? I hope so. And to those who listen to the podcast, let me just say, because I want to say it. When we say justice, don't think we made a predetermined, without looking at any evidence, that this white cop should be sent to jail because he killed a black person. Please don't reduce it to some simple shit like that. You saw the video. You know what I'm saying? You watched that man squeeze the life out of this. You watched that police officer squeeze the life out of this man, George Floyd. Then you come to find out there was some background shit behind it. We knew each other. Now, come on, man. I mean, if y'all knew each other and it was anything other than a hate relationship, at the very least, man, you ain't going to take him out like that. I mean, does that make sense? If you're a police officer and you arrest somebody, now don't get me wrong, if you out of order, you out of pocket, that police officer going to try to subdue you. He's going to try to take you down. But if I know you, when you go to the ground, maybe you don't get the knee in the back of the head if I know you. And I ain't saying it's right. I'm just saying I believe that's how it is sometimes. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. I would, but
yeah,
I
but,
really...
You know, they had no
really
beef from back in the day working at a bar together. But again, I'm a firm believer in everybody should get due process. But I think that, you know, I don't know. I think that the evidence is overwhelming in this case. And if America don't send a damn message to the rest of the police officers who target people opposite their race, and notice that's a broad brush I'm painting with. I don't give a fuck who you are. If you're a police officer and you're targeting anybody that's not your race, see, that's racism, and your ass should be dealt with. Period. It doesn't matter to me if your hate was against a group that it was popular to hate. That doesn't matter. You are here to protect and serve. And if you're doing anything other than that, I think they should deal with your crooked ass in a manner that's a little harder than they deal with average citizens. Now, because I'm from Patterson, and trust me, I'm not trying to say I'm holier than thou, by no means. So I think, like, if you're a police officer, right, and you're taking a little money on the take, you want to take a couple of C-notes a week, I'm saying I think that's all right. I am not going to fault you for that. But when you just out here, crimes against a race, you don't erase, you a racist-ass cop, no, on any level, I think that should not be tolerated. I know that's...
But don't you believe... Don't you believe one can lead to another? If I can get away with it on one hand, why not get away with it on the other hand?
I mean, I was kind of saying that as a little jokey joke, but I really wouldn't have a problem with it. But you're right though. If you allow one crime to be committed, you're gonna have to allow them all. So I get you, OG.
Of course.
Yeah, I get you.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you feel about the officers that stood by and did nothing
to stop them? It is my understanding of the law. Somebody break this down for me. I'm with five guys. One of them has a gun, and he uses it and kills somebody. Now, I didn't have the gun. But under the law, I'm
just as responsible
as the person who pulled the trigger.
But I know
now,
this
problem
much.
With this whole thing is, what about those other cops that were there? They're just as responsible for doing nothing.
But what happens here is that I think police officers, I think there's a little difference because of the job they do, that they're not held in as accomplices in the same manner. I think so. Now, you know, 'cause I'm not trying to be a lawyer, but I think that there's a little difference there. But none the same. Those officers who stood around, maybe you shouldn't be given, you know, life in prison, but you should be given a considerable amount of time. Because you got to understand something. If you address this shit now, it's going to save you headaches forever. Because as soon as those racist cops, and again, for my podcast audience, I always use the word racist, and that doesn't box me in or squeeze me into a paradigm. That's everybody. If you are against any other group of people because of their race, that makes you a racist, and you the people I'm talking to right now.
But if you
in
have
this
two
case,
sets of rules,
yeah.
If you have two sets of rules for the same instant, you've corrupted justice. I don't care how you look at it. I don't think the police officer, because he didn't have the knee on the neck, should be blameless. I'm sorry. That's how I look at it. What's good for the goose is good for the damn gander.
Well, now watch this now. And I believe that, and when it comes to police officers, because they're all, say they all arrive at a shooting. One trigger-happy fool pull out his gun and just start popping off. Now, again, everybody else was there, but that doesn't mean they was a part of that. So I get that being a little different. And when I say a little different, I just mean the penalty for those who stood around and noticed there is a damn penalty. You're not getting off scot-free without some type of injury. The penalty should not be as hard as that's just my thing.
No, I agree with that. But there should be some penalty. And I don't mean losing the damn job.
Definitely.
I don't mean losing the job.
But you know what, though? I watched some shit today. And this is what, you know, I'm not going to get too excited about the case, but this is some of the little shit that makes me think that it's going to be all right. When I say all right, justice is going to be served and the message is going to be sent. When I see the police chief, my man sitting up in there with four stars on each collar. So he up there testifying, not against his officer, but against the actions of his officer, saying, nah, that ain't some shit that we supposed to do. Nope, that's not
right.
Supposed to happen like that. Let's talk about, they talked about the chokehold. They got a policy or some shit, a regulation on the chokehold. You know, but no, and the police chief said no. The way George Floyd was handled was against all policy. I don't give a shit about none of that. Then you got the judge going to let him bring back the third-degree murder. Again, I think it's setting up that, and I hope I ain't wrong about this, that man did a horrible thing, and I think that man should be held accountable for that thing he did.
Absolutely.
Well, that's part of the reason why they brought back the third, because the first is a harder thing to prove. So with the third, they might be able to get him on the third because of the technicalities and stuff of that nature. So they should. That's why the third, when they brought that back, that increased the odds of him doing some jail time.
Yeah, and you know what? Like I said, and mad respect to the brothers in blue. No disrespect to you at all, because I know that's a hard job you chose to do. But mad respect to you. So when you hear me talking about one of these sour apples, you know, I'm not talking about the whole police department. I got a lot of friends that's police. I go to a lot of policemen functions, and I like to always come home, y'all.
Yeah. I hear you on that, but here's my thing, because we like to say that. It's a few of them. But those few, the so-called good ones, if the good ones are constantly letting them get away with it, aren't they kind of like accessories to the crime?
Absolutely.
Or
silence is affirmation. Absolutely.
Or when we say a few, we really probably mean to say there's a few good cops.
There you go, yeah.
Because if the numbers outweigh what's happening, you got a choice. You can go along or you can get along. You know what I'm saying? So when we say there's a few, maybe we should stop saying there's a few and then say there's a whole bunch. Yeah, there's a whole bunch,
you know,
man.
I believe most of them. I believe about 85-90% of them are decent people. It's the 10% that rottens the whole damn core.
Yeah. Yeah, but
because
once again,
in all fairness, one of the police officers, I believe, at the scene, made mention, didn't they lay George Floyd on his side once they had him down on the ground with his hands cuffed behind his back, and it was Chevin who said no. So now my question is, at that point, how far do you take it? meaning the other officers, because now you would have had to physically remove Chauvin off of his neck. So how far do you go as the other officer standing there? Do you have to, you physically remove him?
No.
Well,
if I'm not mistaken, I do believe he had command over them.
I'm saying yes, you do, especially when you hear this man down there begging for his life, telling you he can't breathe and, you know, and just telling you how he's dying. I mean, because something has to be done.
I'm sorry, but like Baby Boy was saying, the one that did the killing, he had command over them.
Yeah.
So pulling them off of them, that wouldn't have been a good career move. But what he could have done is he could have been the first witness.
Not doing anything isn't a good career move either, because at this point now, aren't they going to be going to trial over this as well?
Right, and he should be one of the first witnesses. I told him to get up off him. I told him. So now if you want to be a good cop, now it's his time to be a good cop, because he couldn't at that particular time. Unfortunately, a life was lost. But you got to take into account, suppose he pushed him off of George and George did something crazy.
The question is going to come up. The question is going to be asked, how come when you heard Floyd begging for his life that you didn't do more? I'm sure that question is going to be asked.
When they ask him that question, he going to tell them, hey, you ever see that movie American Gangster? Nobody would work with that cop because he turned in $1 million. That's what it is. That's why I couldn't do nothing. That cop did the right, honest thing. And again, I'm saying it to be a joke, but that's real shit.
You threw out the whole barrel and you start over again.
That's real stuff with everyday life. Think about some of the stupid stuff that your managers and your bosses have asked you to do.
Hey, whoa,
you're
whoa.
Stupid.
Well,
you know
what I'm
saying?
Wait a minute.
Something goes against you morally, you resign. I mean, that's people do it all the time. If you can't live with something, or if it goes against your moral code, you resign.
I can understand that. Yes, 100%. If that's totally wrong, I would have got my car and left. No, I can't be around this. So yes, I totally agree with.
Because understand, had that been my brother or uncle or father or somebody laying on that ground, I would have prayed to God that whoever that other cop would, you know, that was standing there would have physically removed him off of my brother's neck. That's how I feel about that. Forget about a cop code or not wanting to lose your job. If you know that was morally wrong, I would have felt that he would have physically just removed him off of my brother's neck. If that meant saving my brother's life. But that's just me.
No, but you know what? And that's an excellent point. But let me tell you something. And again, not to just convolute this, but my man probably told him, did I say anything when you shook down them drug dealers last week? Just stand down. Now, you knew you just...
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Somebody's sleeping. ain't that a bitch?
Watch this. God damn it. Now, that's what you call a boring-ass show, man.
Damn.
But you know what,
though?
We go keep on lullabying, man. So we just gonna go on with it, man. But anyway,
Somebody had a rough day.
That was just, and now
either that or their medication kicked in.
Yeah, but it's all cool, because I say, and now. The Boringest Podcast of 2021. Let's hear it for nah. But anyway, the cops, man. Again, you sometimes it sounds cool, but it ain't cool to go against your fellow officer. Now and again, we could talk that moral code all day long, but there's another code called life code. And as Brub Messenger would say, if you ain't really sure about who the fuck you are, you're going to go with that code that helps you just get along. And that's what police officers do. You know what? That's the same code, that was used to keep people of color enslaved forever. Because think about this. on every plantation. The slaves outnumbered master and all his higher hands by maybe 20 to 1. But very rare do you hear about uprisings. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
No guns.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, you understood
that
that's some shit.
Whip was a motherfucker, too.
Hey, I was getting ready to say that, baby boy. Say where Rick James said drugs is a motherfucker. That gun and that whip is a motherfucker.
Well,
I was just getting ready to say
that. That whip hit that back and be like, sustain.
Here's the thing with that. If you're an obedient slave, that means you've seen a couple of brothers and sisters get their ass whipped with that whip.
Oh, yes.
And you know,
yes.
You know not to act up.
Yeah, all right. Watch this. I'm sure we didn't just say, fuck it. Okay, we're going to go along with it. No, I'm sure we had to see some horrible shit before we had to say, listen, hold up. All right, man. You got me, man.
My name Toby.
I was just playing.
My name Toby.
Lady over there,
whatever you wanted
box.
To be.
I've seen you put that lady over there in a sweat box for 12 hours, and that shit just bothers you at all, man. All right, you got this, man. I don't want to fucking fight no more, man. I'm good. What you need? That feel right there? All right, cool.
And
when
you know,
label
my heart really goes out to George Floyd's family, because just having to sit and just rewatch that, you know, that footage of just watching their brother or their dad, cousin, you know, whatever he is, you know, to the family, just over and over again.
Well, you know,
it was nine minutes, 29 seconds
to be exact.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So,
and you know,
my heart goes out to them, you know, for that, you know, having to deal with that as well.
I try to have a lot of fun with subjects on this podcast. But let me tell you something, though. Anytime your hatred, your dislike for anybody is that fucking strong, man, how dare you position yourself in employment that causes you to do harm to those you're supposed to serve?
Protect.
I mean, now don't get me wrong. For whatever twisted fucked up reason, that's what you do. So what you do, right? You go find you a group of motherfuckers that do the same shit as you, and then y'all go do that shit together, man. But don't, you know, if you're a racist ass, you can't
be
a police officer.
And they called it, well, they did. They got a bunch of racist motherfuckers together, and they do what they do. Called policing. That's what it is.
Back in the day, they was called a posse.
Yeah.
They called policemen.
And again, we all understand how that whole state of police actions and shit came about. So, again, we understand the base, and usually you don't drift far from your base. You can get innovative, creative, but your base is always going to be your base, especially when it was such a fucked up, solid base.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but the base was solid, but the intent was all wrong. So I hope that they go through this trial. I hope they look at that police officer and bring him face to face with that awful ass shit that he did. And I hope they reciprocate to his ass in the same manner as he reciprocated to George Floyd. Now, however that translates into legal jargon, whether that means life in prison, whether that means whatever that means, I don't know. But whatever it means, I hope you get to feel the fullness of that bullshit that you did. For what appears to be some shit based off of race.
So what do they do? If they convict him, what do they do? Put him in solitary rest of his life?
Now, I don't know, man.
They'll send him to a federal prison in another part of the country.
He ain't getting no life. But now, they'll put him like in that protection where you know they won't put him in the hard part of the prison.
He won't be put in population.
He ain't going to jail.
I can't see him being put in population.
Let me say this to you though. You don't know. Now again, how bad do you want to fix this shit? You know what I'm saying? You got to understand my position here. How bad do you want to fix this shit? And notice, fixing this shit only means serving hard time to convicted motherfuckers. Fixing this shit don't mean let's just put people in jail. Nah, you go through the process. And when the process says that you did some heinous shit, then you get the hard time with it. No, you don't go to federal prison. What Denzel say, yeah, you get shoe cases, man. That's what you get. Huh? You get a shoe case, man.
So here I have to do more than 10 years to keep them from getting back out there and protest. Maybe.
Well, I mean, listen.
Yeah, you need to check that. Do a roll call. Do a roll call. Find out who was sleeping. Do a roll call.
No, we ain't. It ain't important. It just adds to if we was up in the attic kicking it anyway, somebody was going to doze off anyway, right? So it just keeps the realness of the shit that we do. That's
true.
What I'm saying.
But let me ask you this, Dan. It ain't got nothing to do with George Floyd. What would you say is more painful, giving birth or getting kicked in the nuts with a steel-toed shoe?
Seeing how over 38 years of military training, I done got kicked in. I'm going to go with getting kicked in the nuts, man, because I don't even know how to answer the other one, bro.
All right, I hear that because you never – yeah, I understand that.
I'm just saying, what would you think was painful?
What would you think would be more painful?
What would I think is more painful?
Yeah.
From what I've heard, childbirth ain't no joke.
Yeah.
Pretty painful.
Yo, man, but it was so funny. Speaking of childbirth, I'm going to cut you off a minute. Somebody posted some shit on Facebook the other day about a lady in the hospital giving birth, and the doctor, her and her husband was sitting there, and the doctor told her, if you take this pill, your husband will feel the pain. So she looked at her husband. He was like, okay, baby, go ahead. So she took the pill. She said, I don't feel nothing. He said, I don't feel nothing either. And then they shot off to a side clip of the mailman going into labor.
Wow. But I'm dumb. Wow.
You know what? I seen that. I don't know why that shit was so funny. And it didn't have to be a mailman. It could have just been anybody because hubby's sitting there like, yeah, I got you, baby. We in this shit together. I'll take your pain. That's all I'm saying. Hey, but anyway, this is a co-producer for the podcast, The Attic. Thank you for hanging out with us 30 minutes. And again, before we leave, I really want to say, I sincerely hope that the justice system, those involved in this trial, look at the evidence and let's not find a loophole to allow what appears to be an apparent murder by a police officer. If he did it, let's convict his ass and do what it is that we need to do. And let him get whatever it is he has coming to him. And if we start to do that, then not only is it the right thing, but it's also going to be the thing that sends the message to other police officers who feel it's okay to commit hate crimes, to commit crimes against another group of people simply because they don't look like you look. They don't walk the way you walk. So let's do the right thing. And again, there's been a whole lot of killings going on. But I think that if at some point we start to do the right thing, we can stop and save a bunch of lives. Let's say good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Peace.
Good night, Eva Lee, Nurse Carmen.
Good night.
Good night, Wendell.
Sounded like she was way ahead of us. It was good night for her like 20 minutes ago.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night.
We're going to end it with that, man.
Good night.
Peace and blessings, man.
Good night.